Okay, Ashok Goodall. Okay, so you said that you didn't understand why to eat more when the hands are very dirty. So the pshat is that my machoinim al pi kabbalah, you should wash, but you should wash exactly what you need and not more. You shouldn't wash more. So you should wash the two knuckles, three knuckles, whatever shita you follow, but not more. So the problem is, if somebody, let's say, ate chicken with his hands, and his hands are all dirty, so now he's going to wash his hands with a lot of water to clean his hands, which is the right thing, b'chlal, to be able to make a brocha. So that's the right thing to do. But if he's not going to continue to eat anymore, so it comes out, that's going to be the mayim achoinim. That's going to be my machoinim. So it comes out that he washed my machoinim with a lot of water, which is al pi kabbalah. That is a problem because of the sitra acha, whatever that is. So memela, so what's the etzah? So if somebody is holding by the end of the meal and his hands are very dirty, so wash your hands totally and continue to eat something. So memela, so that washing was not my machoinim. That was mine, because whatever, my hands were dirty. And then I continue to eat a little bit of dessert, let's say, or whatever it is. And then I'm ready to bench. So then I'm going to wash my machoinim with a little bit. So mamela, not to have the problem of the kabbalah that the person is washing my machoinim with a lot of water. Okay. Kol tov, yashar koach.